Reading verses 1 through 3. Hebrews chapter 13, beginning in verse 1. Let brotherly love continue. Do not neglect to show hospitality to strangers, for thereby some have entertained angels unawares. Remember those who are in prison, as though in prison with them, and those who are mistreated, since you also are in the body. Let's pray. O Lord, as we look at this passage, help us to see what you want us to see, to hear what you want us to hear, and then enable us to live it out. Lord, the things that you have done for us are almost unimaginable, and you've given us a life to live for you. Help us to do it in accord with what you have told us. Be with us now as we look at these words. Help us to understand and then to do them. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. When I was coming down to visit you, I don't think I'm any longer visiting at this point, but when I was coming down to visit you, I did preach from this section. I actually took a little bigger section here. And you know what? If you go on to sermon audio, it is my most popular sermon. Now, I don't think it's because of the sermon, though. I think it's because I called it the love chapter, so love was in there, and when people search for love, it comes up. And I put down as the reference 1 Corinthians 13, so when they search for 1 Corinthians 13, it comes up. So I think that's the reason that it's my most popular sermon, is just because it gets more hits that way. I think probably if you took the sermons that were open the most and then closed within 5 minutes, probably I would be number one. So, but anyway, this is a chapter about love. And we see love over and over again here. It is one of the love chapters of Scripture. It's amazing how many love chapters you can find in the Scriptures. They're just all over the place. There are nuggets here and there, but love is a prominent theme. And in Greek, of course, there's lots of words for love, so we see a few of them used here, and I'll bring in a couple more as we go through the sermon. This shows us, in this chapter, we see who to love, how to show love, and what not to love. As we go through the next couple of weeks, we'll see some of those other aspects. I wanted to focus in today on just those first three verses and look at how we are to love brothers and strangers. The writer starts out, let brotherly love continue or endure or stay with you. It's staying for a long time. Let it stay there. Continue it. Now, these people are probably doing a fairly good job of showing love to one another, because he says, let brotherly love continue. So he knows that there is love being shown to the brothers and sisters in Christ. He's very simple. He's to the point. They're apparently doing this, and he wants them to keep doing it. Paul fleshes out this love a little bit more in Romans chapter 12. But he also goes through the love of the brothers, and then he ends up the same way the writer ends up, by encouraging them to love strangers as well. But as Paul fleshes that out, I'd like to read from Romans 12, beginning in verse 9. Let love be genuine. Don't be hypocritical. Don't be doing things that look like love, but not have anything in your heart. Let love be genuine. Abhor what is evil, hold fast to what is good. Love one another with brotherly affection. Now, when Paul starts out with let love be genuine, he uses agape there. So another word for love. In our text in Hebrews, it's brotherly love. It's Philadelphia. And Paul starts out with agape love. Let love be genuine. And then he goes, love one another with brotherly affection. Now, literally, that would be love one another, Philadelphia, with family love. Love one another with family love, Philadelphia and Philostorges. So uses three different words for love in those two verses. Love one another with family love. That family love is that love that you cherish one another in your family, your kindred, you share together. So he says, love one another with brotherly affection. Outdo one another in showing honor. That's one of the ways that we show our love to one another. Outdo one another in showing honor to each other. Look at each other and say, what are your gifts? Tell other people your gifts. Encourage them in doing the things that God has called them to do. Outdo one another in showing honor. Do not be slothful in zeal. Be fervent in spirit. Serve the Lord. Rejoice in hope. Be patient in tribulation. Be constant in prayer. And contribute to the needs of the saints. And seek to show hospitality or pursue hospitality. So he ends up with the philoxenia, which is the next word that the writer of Hebrews uses for showing love to strangers. Now, as Paul looks at that and says, Philadelphia, love one another with family love, storge, we need to do that as a part of what the writer of Hebrews is telling us, is let brotherly love, Philadelphia, continue. Now, it doesn't mean it in the way that Ariana thinks of brotherly love, though I think yesterday, as they were, she and Aiden were having a little difficulty, someone said to be nice, and she says, but he's my brother. That's not the idea here. The idea is, you know, Ariana would probably do anything for Aiden, even though she might chase him around as well. She probably would put her life on the line for Aiden if she needed to. That's the idea here. And are there little spats? Are there problems within families? Yeah, there are. But you know what? When it really comes down to it, are you going to uphold your family members? Are you going to stick by them? Yeah. And that's the idea here. Show brotherly love to each other. Show it as part of a family. Because we are a family. We're part of the family of God. This congregation does show brotherly love. I've experienced it here. That's nice. Let it continue. Let it endure. Keep looking for ways that you can show brotherly love. It can always get better. Continue to look for more opportunities to show it. And make sure you're showing it to everyone within the family here, within the congregation. Look for opportunities to show brotherly love. Let brotherly love continue. So that's for the brothers. That's for the family members. That's for those who are here who share in a knowledge of the gospel of Christ. That's for those who are part of our body, a part of the body of Christ, encouraging one another, stimulating one another to love and good deeds, doing all those things that God has called us to do as part of His body. Let brotherly love continue. But then the writer moves on. Do not neglect to show hospitality to strangers. That's a lot of words for very few words in the Greek. In the Greek, if you look at it, just says, the love of strangers, do not neglect. Very simple. The love of strangers, one word, philoxenia, do not neglect. Don't let it be hidden. Don't close your eyes to the love of strangers. Keep your eyes open as you're walking through this world. Look at opportunities that you might have, that God places before you to love the strangers who are around you. Don't close your eyes to the love of strangers. How do we love strangers? We look around, we see who God is bringing into our path, and we love them. It might be someone that our kids bring in. It might be a neighbor who has a need. You know, one of the neighbors of Stephen and Terry had some difficulty over this last year when her husband died. And I think she was able to see the love that Stephen and Terry had for their family and the care that they gave them. I know others that have expressed that same thing, that love of strangers, the love of the people who aren't part of our body, but the love that we show to those around. We don't keep our eyes closed to the needs of those who are around us. We open our eyes to see what's there and see how we can love those who are around us. Bring others into our lives. As kids come, as your children, bring others into your family. Make them a part of the family. Love them like you do your own children. Do the things you normally do. If you normally have devotions after a meal, have devotions after a meal with them there so they can see how your family works. You don't put on a front. You don't do things just to act Christian. But you live your life as a Christian in front of other people. You love them as strangers so that maybe one day you'll have an opportunity to love them as brothers. One of Kit's sermons, he expressed that there's an expiration date to hospitality. And I would agree with him with this one caveat. My understanding of the expiration date to hospitality, to the love of strangers, is when they become a brother and it becomes a love of brothers. We show love to the stranger so that they might see the wonder of the grace of God in our lives and become a brother, a part of the family, and we live together as brothers like the dew coming from Mount Hermon. Someone say, well, you look out and you say, how am I supposed to love the people around me, love the people that are out there? I can't even take care of myself. I've got to worry about myself. I've heard this at least 3 times in the last week. I've got to worry about myself. Well, here's the amazing thing. One person has said, God has wired the universe so that when you help other people, God takes care of you. God is looking down on you not to say, are you helping yourself? But are you helping others? Do you want help with your goals? Look around you. Start helping the people that are out there that are in need, where you can see that you can make an impact on their lives. Show love. Give yourself away. There's healing in that. Let brotherly love continue. And the love of strangers do not neglect. Don't close your eyes to the needs of the strangers who are around you. The love of strangers do not neglect. There is a healing power in carrying out what God has charged us to do. Now, that's often misunderstood. As we look at our lives, sometimes we don't see how God's working. Sometimes we don't see how God is moving us in a direction. But we need to keep our eyes open to that and see what He wants us to do in both loving others, loving our brothers, and loving the strangers who are out there in the world. Hopefully those strangers will be coming in and sitting in our pews and we can love them here. And eventually one day love them as a brother because they come to know the gospel of Jesus Christ. We always want to see that. Pray for that. And see it happen in your lives. Now, the writer goes on, I think partially to show that, now the word hospitality, the love of strangers, at least one time in the scripture is actually used of showing hospitality to people within the congregation, other brothers and sisters. So, love the stranger, is a part of loving brothers, just because that word came to mean hospitality. Okay, it just meant showing, you know, bringing other people in for a meal or caring for the needs of another person. But I think the writer partially here wants to emphasize that it's not just looking at the people sitting in the pews around us, but it's looking outside at the people who have needs that might not be paying us back, might not be doing us any good in return as we love them. Because he continues, "Do not neglect to show hospitality to strangers, for thereby some have entertained angels unawares." So, as with Abraham, when the angel of the Lord came, he just opened up his house to him, he fed him, and all of those things. And what he didn't realize was this is the angel of the Lord, and it was bringing a blessing that he couldn't even imagine. Might there be other times when people have entertained angels? Yeah, there might be. That's the time that we see in the Scripture. But there are angels around us. There are messengers of God around us. And so we treat others as though they might be an angel just because we treat everyone that way. We show love to strangers. That's someone we don't know. We bring them in. We love them. Not only the people we don't know, we might entertain an angel not knowing it because we don't know this person, but remember those who are in prison. Now, what's someone in prison going to do for you? Probably not a whole lot. What's someone in prison going to do for the church? Probably not a whole lot. We, in my church in Canton, we had a prison ministry. We go in, there were four people in the church that went into the prisons and did Bible studies and things. Did we get people coming to sit in the pews and being a part of us out of that? No. They're in prison. They don't get let out on Sunday. And when they get out, guess what? Most of them are going down to New York City. Some are coming to Rochester. But most of them didn't stick around in the area. Did we get any value from it? No, we didn't get anything back. But we did what God was calling us to do. And often that's the case when we love strangers. We're not getting a return that we see. But we do it anyway because God calls us to do it. Love those who are in prison. They aren't going to do anything for you. Love them anyway. Remember them. Visit them. Now, when I preached on this passage before, I talked about the fact that many people are in prison even though they're not sitting in a jail cell. They're in prison from the ideas that they have of the world and of God. They're in prison because they have things that they can't deal with and they really need help, and sometimes they don't know where to turn. So we can see people that are imprisoned to various things, whether it's greed, whether it's alcohol, whether it's anything else. We see people around us who are imprisoned by the things that they do or the things that they think. And we need to reach out to them and love them. Remember those who are in prison as though in prison with them, as though you were there, sitting there with them. Love them. Remember them. And those who are mistreated, since you also are in the body. There are people who are mistreated around us. Care for them. Look for opportunities to help. Share with them. Because you're also in the body, the fact is we need to empathize with others who are in need. And look out and see how we can love the stranger and help them. This passage is very, very simple. Let brotherly love continue. Let it remain. Keep doing it. And love the stranger. Love the stranger. Just love. Both those within the body and those who are outside, love. And let God then work through you. If we have our eyes set on loving the people around us and the people who are outside that God brings into our path, then God will use us. God will use us to bring the message of His grace to those who are around us. Look for that. Pursue it, as Paul says. Pursue hospitality. Pursue the love of strangers. As you're doing the things that you should be doing within the congregation, within the body of Christ, as you're loving one another, as a part of the family of God, also pursue the love of strangers. Let brotherly love continue. And do not neglect to show hospitality, to show the love to strangers. Let's pray. Oh Lord, we do pray that you will enable us to carry out the things that are here. To love one another, to love our brothers in Christ, and to love the stranger. Work in us that we might have on our hearts that desire to love, to show your love to a world that needs it. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. Now sing from Psalm 82, selection B. What we see here in Psalm 82 is sort of a scene in court. God is in His congregation. Judge among the gods He stands. Now, there's only one God, but as the people of Israel are living in the region of Canaan, they have many gods. And God's standing in court before the gods. And he says, how long will you judge unjustly, favoring the wicked hands? And he calls to them. He calls to these people that believe in these other gods. Judge the needy and the orphan and the poor, distressed, defend. Free the destitute and needy. Save them from the wicked's hand. Love the stranger. Care for those who are in need, who are being mistreated. Love those who are out there that need to see the wonder of the grace of God and the wonder of God's love. It's not what most people are being called to do. But our God calls us to do that. To love those who are poor, who are distressed, who are destitute, who are needy. Love them. So God looks at these other gods who are playing into the hands of the wicked. And He says, look at these people. The poor, the needy. These they are who have no knowledge to perceive, no effort make. They walk on in utter darkness, all the earth's foundations shake. He's talking about the other gods. He's talking about the people who follow the other gods. Gods you are, I have declared it, you are sons of Him Most High, yet you'll fall like other princes, and as common men you'll die. As God looks at these people who are proclaiming, or these people who are proclaiming deities, and they're standing before Him, He says, well, yeah, you call yourselves gods, you say that you're sons of Him Most High, but guess what, you're going to fall like a common man. Now, O God, I rise, we pray you, and the earth to judgment call, for you as your own possession shall inherit nations all. The true God will be seen in the end. The true God will be seen for what He is, the one who has poured out grace, not to those who thought they deserved it, but to the humble, to the needy, to the distressed, to the poor. Psalm 82, selection B. Please stand to sing. We'll now worship God with our tithes and offerings. After our prayer, we'll be singing from Psalm 146, selection B. I'd like to look at that for a moment. We give praise to a God who is gracious. We give praise to a God who has made a way for us to come to Him. We give praise to a God who looks at the poor and the needy, who looks at those who are humble on the earth, but who He brings to Himself by showing His justice. Notice in stanza 3, He will always render justice for the sake of those oppressed. He gives food to those who hunger, satisfies their emptiness. Captive ones, those in prison, the Lord releases. To the blind, the Lord gives sight. Those brought low, the Lord will lift up. He relieves them from their plight. Is it anyone who's poor? Well, unfortunately, many who are in a state where they're poor and they're needy don't know where to turn. Don't know the God to whom to turn. Part of our job is to tell them to show them, to care for them so that they can see the truth of God's grace. Not all the poor are going to come. Many will be running in an opposite direction. But we need to be of those who show the truth and the wonder of God's love. We'll stand for prayer and then for 146b. Please stand. O Lord, as we come before you today, help us to see with your eyes. Help us to love one another, to continue to love one another. And help us to open our eyes to see how we can love the stranger among us. Lord, help us to love strangers so much that they become our brothers. Lord, we see the wonder of your grace. We see how you work in our lives, how you care for us, how you work in our families. Lord, we just pray that our sins will not get in the way of that work, that we will see clearly when we fall short, and allow your grace to shine through. Lord, let us love both our brothers and the strangers around us. We pray for those who are in need. We know that you're the one who can help. We pray for those who are battling with sickness, who are battling with disease, who are battling with things that are destroying the body. We pray that you will work. For some, you'll bring healing of the body, but the main thing, Lord, is that we see the healing of the soul. We see that people turn to you and trust in you. For we know that perfect healing will come, but it may not be in this life. Lord, we pray that you will work in those who are in our midst, who are in need, and enable them to see your plan and your purpose. We pray for our land and our leaders, that you will work in this land, that we will use the opportunities that are given to us here in this country to show your grace. Lord, we pray that you will be with those who are working for your kingdom throughout the world. May your word prosper. May your kingdom prosper. May we see your kingdom here on earth as it is in heaven. Lord, we thank you for this time that we could spend together in worshiping you, calling on you as our great and wonderful God, rejoicing in the hope of our salvation. We pray these things in Jesus' name. Amen.